Chapter 4. I expect that woman will be the last thing to be civilized by man. George Meredith. A small sun was shining through a thin veil of mist when Hamish returned to Loch Doo, creating that odd white light so typical of the north of Scotland. He could never quite get used to the mercurial changes of weather in his home county. It was hard to believe that a wind had ever blown across the still landscape. Everything was hushed and frozen as he got out of the Land Rover in front of the police station. No birds sang. There wasn't even anyone on the waterfront. Hamish wondered where all the press had gone and why there was not even one sign of Blair and his policeman. Then, as he stood there, he realized how bitterly, bitingly cold it had become. He decided to collect his pets and set off to see the forestry worker before the mist became any thicker. He drove round the end of the loch, round to the other side, and stopped outside the forestry foreman's office. Hamish blessed the invention of mobile phones when the foreman rang Timmy Teviot and told him to come down to the office. It saved him from driving up the tracks trying to find the man. Timmy Teviot was small, thin and wiry, with grizzled hair and a weather-beaten face. "Let's step outside the office," said Hamish. "I've a few questions to ask you." Timmy followed him outside and lit up a cigarette. Hamish had a sudden, sharp longing for one. He found it hard to believe that he had given up smoking some time ago. "It's about Katrina Beldam, the murdered woman," Hamish began.
"And what has that got to do with me?" demanded Timmy.
His voice was soft and lilting.
"I believe you went to the woman for one of her potions."
"Who's the wee gossip, then?" demanded Timmy. "I'll bet it was yon blabbermouth Willie Lamont."
"Never you mind. I want to know what happened when you went to see her."
"I went to see her for the indigestion."
"Not again," said Hamish. "Out with it. What did you really go and see her for?"
Timmy sighed and sat down on a tree stump.
"I heard talk that she could make you like a stallion, but it didn't work, and all I got was a visit to the doctor. I went back up there and asked for my money back. She laughed at me. Well, I'll be honest with you, Hamish, I threatened her. She looked at me peculiar and said she'd put a cur-"